This is the best of the Bean Found Show.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day.
All right, good morning and welcome back to the Being Found Show, your guide to the being found by more buying customers. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and my co-host, Jake Hinton.
How you doing, Chauncey?
I am doing pretty good, you know, abiding. Every Saturday, my wife tells me that I'm stupid for doing a business show on Saturday. She is relentless. It's like clockwork.
I'm sorry to hear that.
How does your wife feel about it?
She doesn't care.
She hasn't, doesn't have a point to it. Does she have a 9-to-5 work week?
No, she's a stay-at-home mom, so, I mean, I guess she just...
But you have a 9-to-5
I do,
work week,
yeah.
So, you know, she adheres to that somewhat.
Yeah, so she just, you know, she does something with the kids, takes them to the library or whatever, and
right.
Do story time.
See, Terry, you could be doing that. You could be taking our now 18... 20 and 23 year old children to the
story
library.
Time.
Right. Leaving me alone. All right. So, the Being Found Show is your guide to being found by more buying customers. Basically, we are helping small and medium sized businesses traverse the internet. You know, granted, there's lots of other aspects of marketing, and we dabble in some of those as well. But frankly, it all comes down to the internet. And, you know, it really does. It changed the landscape of everything.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like radio. It's you think about it, advertising on the radio. You know, who's going to remember that phone number? Speaking of my wife, I only know my wife's phone number. I don't know anybody else's phone number, and I only know my wife's phone number because I type it in to get sweet deals at Safeway.
Dude, me too. Exactly. Yeah.
So it's like everything else is in my phone. So you can advertise on the radio, which, don't get me wrong, you should. But it's still connected to your online mm-hmm. presence because mm-hmm. people are going to remember your name or they're going to remember some sort of aspect about you. But they're probably not going to have the time or the wherewithal to go write it down.
Yeah.
So this being the beginning of the new year, we are sort of running down some of the basics and really sort of getting started again, allowing people to learn from the beginning. But you know what else we're also doing that maybe I should explain for transparency? That the reason why I should explain is because in business and in life in general, in every place but your personal relationships, I'm all about something called conservation of energy that Bruce Lee was all about. And if you look at me, I do not look like Bruce Lee. But I do have a man bun. And so, okay, I got to tell you this first. I'm at the casino, and I'm there with my wife, and this guy comes up to me, and he's just all, "Hey, I'm sorry, but are you like a sensei?" And I'm all like, "What?" And he's all, "Yeah, like a sensei," and like he like motions to my
gray beard
and applying my hair and beard, and I'm just all, "Oh, no," but I'm like sitting here, I'm trying to lose 100 pounds this year, and I'm just all, "Is it because I look like Steven Seagal? Like, how do I look like a sensei?" Okay, so in business, I'm all about conservation of energy, which Bruce Lee said, just to sum it up, you know, when you're blocking, why block when it can also be a strike? So if somebody is going to strike you and you are blocking them, you might as well get the most amount done with the least amount of energy. So as you go to block, you are also striking with the same move. So there really are no blocks. There are only strikes. And that is Bruce Lee's conservation of energy in a mm-hmm. nutshell. And so that's kind of what we're doing, is we are covering all of our basics because we're also sort of building a site out of shows, and we're adding these to our shows, and we're using them in our rosters. And there's something to be learned there, that as we're doing one thing, we're also doing another.
Yeah, so we're actually using our weekly task list to create our outline for the show.
Right, which is also in turn giving us something that as we discuss things in our task list that clients maybe want to know more about, they're also given the list and they can go and hear more in depth with a lot of stupid jokes by me. You know, got to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So the first one up here, we're talking about NAPS and their importance. NAPS stands for name, address, phone number. This is something that we've drilled in a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. You've heard us complain over and over about people not knowing what their business name is. And just to remind the new folks, I'm not sure if we have reoccurring listeners that are concerned about the business name, but is your business name Chauncey's Doodads or Chauncey's Doodads Incorporated or Chauncey's Doodads and Things? You know, just come up with one business name and call it that, and always know. And when somebody says what your business name is, don't change it. That's the name of your business.
Yeah, I should add too. You're going to find some that there's pushback. There's going to be some challenges as you are including NAPS in different places. One of my clients, they have an LLC at the end of their name, and I was calling Yelp over and over and over again trying to get them to change the name because they had it wrong.
Right.
And finally, I got a person, and I said, hey, you know, I've requested this change several times. It's not changed. What's the deal? And he said, okay, tell me the name, and I'll change it. So I tell him the name. He said, oh, yeah, we don't allow LLC on our website. We always truncate that. And he went through several examples of different things that they would truncate. And said, so, sorry, but that's why the change hasn't been made, because we don't include those in our business names.
I see. And a problem is probably legality, because they can't prove that it's an LLC.
You know, I don't know what their specific issue was. I thought it was interesting because here's this problem I've been trying to troubleshoot for a long time, and now I just learned you can't have it all. You can't have it perfect.
Yeah, well,
all the time.
Yeah, you definitely can't. You know, we've had that issue with addresses. Where is it? AVE? Is it avenue? Is it suite? Is it room? Is it number?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you try your best for consistency.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And why is this so important? For one, I would say that the number one reason why it's so important is because you should probably know it. You know, if you don't know your name, address, phone number, website, this stuff, you know. You just need to know it. The second reason is once you get it out there, it becomes public knowledge, and it starts to get crawled, and it starts to get syndicated. Sorry, syncopated is a music term for playing offbeat. It starts to get aggregated across the website and across the internet. And if you have something wrong up there, you are basically spreading the wrong word. And if websites, specifically Google, but also mm-hmm. Bing and other websites like Yelp and so on and so forth, get the wrong information, it can really sort of start to fracture. It can break trust and they won't rank you. But it can also start to fracture and start to create two versions of your business that are shooting off and competing with one another across the entire internet because you spelt things differently. And so, really, that's the importance of NAPS. It's something that we push on a regular basis. So, if you own a business, you get out there, and NAPS, it's an acronym. Name, address, phone number. Now, I've updated the acronym to include the S. It's always been NAPS like plural, right? But now it's NAPS with an S. And that's name, address, phone number, and stuff. There is other stuff you should probably know. Your website, your email address. You know, if you can wrap your brain around it. I don't actually know my Facebook off the top of my head. But if you have a vanity URL, maybe you know that too. Maybe that's a big part of your business. You know, you really sort of have to choose the assets that are a big part of your business and know those and be sure to include your name, your address, and your phone number. All right, you're listening to the Being Found Show. Come on back.
home helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans, covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
This is the Best of the Bean Found Show. All right. Good morning again. If you're just coming around and you are listening to the Being Found Show, in the last segment, we talked about the importance of naps. Yet again, get it in your brain, name, address, phone number, know it, know your business name, and know your stuff. Because if you're not, you're just playing business. You know?
Well, and like you were saying, you are potentially have one business name competing against another because you haven't really
kept
everything in order. So.
Yeah, especially when you, like, move or something like that, and then, like, 5 years later, you're just why is my old address always show up when I'm searching for myself?
Why do my customers always say they can't find me?
Right, yeah. All right, so moving on, one of the starting points, one of the beginning points, and something that you should do whether you've done it or not is Google Webmaster Tools. You need, if you want to be found in Google, you need to register your site with Google Webmaster Tools.
it, in my opinion, equally as important as analytics, but really if you want to put it in a linear path and a grand view of importance, it's probably more important than analytics because it's telling Google you're there. It's telling Google, hey, I'm here, this is what I do, and this is what I got.
And it's telling them you care.
It's telling them you care.
They'll find you. They'll find you one day. They've got a bot crawling the web, the internet all day long.
Did you catch my joke in the chat room about the bot?
Which one?
Well, we were talking about how the bot is sentient now and that it needs a purpose. And that we were talking about it being evil. And I said that no is a stop word. So the slogan of do no evil is just do evil for the bot.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. So there's some nerdy SEO humor.
Joke, yeah.
All right. So register with Google Webmaster Tools. It is of the utmost importance. If nothing else, it will tell you if there's a problem. So once a week, you know, you go in there or, you know, you're getting the emails as well. But I like to involve myself in it. Once a week, I go in there and I read the messages. And it might be little things like, hey, there's a crawl error, like one that we've been getting a lot here lately that Google has been focusing on is that you have submitted things to the Google index that are not that are labeled to not be indexed. Now, a lot of sites, especially sites built on WordPress, are built this way because let's take Yoast. Yoast is the number one SEO plugin for WordPress. And basically when I say that something is to be no indexed, it doesn't automatically remove it from the sitemap. And so I need to also tell it, hey, don't include these in the sitemap. I think they should probably be one function, but maybe there's a reason in a case study that I can't think of where you might want it in one and not the other, you know. So this is a big thing that's been coming out across Google Webmaster Tools. This is a sign of something that's not necessarily an emergency. But if you have nothing else to work on and you want to please Google's little robot brain, you know, you go through, you fix this stuff up, you clean it up, you tighten up your ship. Of course, you should do it, but it's not an emergency. Google also will put out emergency things, the worst being a manual action.
Yeah.
Meaning a human being has looked at your site and decided it's shady.
Yeah, that's no good.
And they basically are blacklisting you from search results.
I've never actually had a manual action against any of my sites. What might be an example of something a person would see and say, yeah, this is definitely black hat?
In the beginning of trying to figure out schema, they put out all the rules of schema. They put out all the code. But they didn't really explain it very well because schema, like schema.org, is a collection group that's like Google, Bing, Yahoo all got together and they made it collectively, right? And so one of them was adding schema markup to your reviews. And we were doing it one way. It seemed to make sense, but it later came out that that's not how they wanted it done. And I got manual action warnings across like 20 sites. So I had to sit there all day and go through and clean up the schema and submit a review saying, hey, you know, we cleaned this up and we removed it. And it all went through just fine. And I never felt anything from it. But that is the closest that I've ever come to a straight-up manual action.
Okay. So, yeah, as long as you're not putting patently false and erroneous information on your website, you're probably not going to see a manual action.
Right. So the initial manual action comes as a warning, basically saying, you got this much time to clean this up or we're going to spec you down.
Got it.
You know, and I did it in time. And now I know how to do the schema markup. Basically, the issue was we were showing reviews across the entire site as though it applied to the entire site. But if you have multiple services, those reviews actually apply to specific services that you do. You know, and so we had to learn to split that up.
Got it.
So also in Google Webmaster Tools, it's really easy to do. It might take a little technical know-how to put it in there. So to register for Google Webmaster Tools, you need to put a snippet of code in your header. You need to already have put a snippet of code in your header from analytics. Or you need to put a snippet of code in your header from Google Tag Manager.
Oh, yeah.
or you can upload a file to the root of your hosting. Or if you're with one of the big name domain providers, you can do it through them. So you have the option of selecting GoDaddy. We can tell your domains with GoDaddy. Do you want to verify through GoDaddy? And you can do it there.
One very easy way I found too, I think Yoast now has a box.
Right. Yeah. They always have. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can just drop the code right there if you have a Yoast plugin on a WordPress site.
Right. Yeah. Really there are simple. Definitely database ways to do it with dynamic websites. So just to help people understand what a dynamic web 2.0, something maybe people have heard of, a dynamic website, maybe something people have heard of. So originally websites were built with HTML. JavaScript, and so we just had code. We had a bunch of files. They go there, they read the file. Web 2.0 and a dynamic website means that it's now built with files and a database. And so it means that we have our files, but those files are also calling out to a database. And so with Yoast, we're able to actually enter this into the database without going into the header. And maybe that sounds all super advanced, but like in the case of Facebook, let's say when you enter your name in Facebook, that's going into a database, not into a file. And that's really as simple as it is. So you can get yourself the Yoast plugin. You can get yourself a Google Analytics plugin, Google Webmaster Tools plugin, and you can really just do it yourself without a big problem.
Yeah.
And so this is someplace you definitely need to be. Another thing that they have there is you can crawl your pages. You can request that Google go out and take a look at your pages. And not take a look at them to tell them how good it is, but take a look at them like, hey, I got a new page. Come check me out, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's anything going on here.
New in the last year, too, is the mobile testing tool that Google came out with. That'll tell you if your web page is mobile-friendly, which is a big deal because Google is now testing your site for mobile compatibility before they even test it for desktop. So knowing whether or not it likes your website on mobile is a big deal. So you can use that tool now. Just go to Google Mobile Testing.
Right. And the new Google Webmaster Tools, I really shouldn't call it Webmaster Tools. Its name has actually changed to the Google Search Console. But if you search up Webmaster Tools, you're going to get the same thing. But it's actually called the Google Search Console now. And sort of the new interface is really quite amazing. So when you go to the new interface, you can drop in any URL from your website, and it'll tell you what you're showing up for, you know, what terms you're showing up for and how many impressions. And it just gives you a ballpark. It doesn't give you every little snippet of data, but it does give you enough to really sort of get a good idea or to say, oh, man, down there low on that list, that's a great search term, and we're barely showing up for that. Let's boost some content having to do with that. Let's try to open up that doorway there.
Yeah, and you can just totally go into that page, drop that word, a few paragraphs on what, you know, break it out.
Right.
And you're there.
Right. So a lot of this is focusing at people who do their own SEO or something like that. If you, and I shouldn't even just say SEO. This applies to AdWords. Mm-hmm. This applies to all sorts of things. But if you are a company and you don't do your own SEO, your own AdWords, this stuff, one way to check up on this is you own your website. So you can tell your SEO company, just to verify that you're in there, hey, I want to be made an administrator of my own Webmaster Tools and Analytics. For one, it'll be them proving to you that they're using them.
Mm-hmm.
And then for two, if ever you say, hey, I hate these guys and I want them to go away, you have complete control of your website. So there are certain things that you need to have access to. How many companies have you worked with over the years where they didn't have access to their hosting or their analytics and stuff like that? And you got to go chase down some company that they're pissed at, that they don't want to be friends with anymore. Yeah. That company's trying to hold them hostage because they have their data. And the actual company doesn't, you know, it's like it happens a lot. Doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
And it's frustrating. And a lot of the time I got to get in there and like contact the other company and basically say, hey, we're the new company and we want that stuff.
Right. No hard feelings, but we need you to do some work here.
Right. And they seem to be a lot less likely to sort of say, hey, I'm holding that company hostage, back off to me, than they are to the company. They're willing to say it to the company. You know, it's a little weird. All right, you're listening to the Being Found Show. Hopefully we got the point across to you about Google Search Console and how much you need to have it. So come on back after the break. It's getting more and more exciting.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and i-series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, plates piled high with happiness. Last best time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. We are talking about now, we're going to cover an article from Forbes. You know, and the article is 5 tech-driven predictions for marketing and sales in 2019. For what I got to throw out, it's weird. The internet has created this world where we have websites where people bought the domain names and stuff like that, and so we end up having people's names in the URLs. It's weird because Forbes, isn't that the guy's last name? He ran for president. That's who Forbes is. He was a famously wealthy guy, and so this is like the wealthy website or the Huffington Post. Yeah. You know, you got the name in there.
Well, and I think they had a periodical for ages before.
Yeah, they did. It's just I don't know. It's weird. I need to start a website called Chaunce. You know, Chaunce's views on stuff.
I think Jake.com is taken, unfortunately.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's the beauty of being named Chauncey Hallworth. I actually have the domain name. I have the Gmail address. You know. All right, so 5 tech-driven predictions for marketing and sales in 2019. Some of this can get a little heady because it is definitely technology and it is extreme technology. But a lot of it does apply, you know, it trickles down to the rest of us. Data scientists will become marketing's shiny new object. I got to say, Forbes, that is obvious. It has slowly been going up. What that means is that it's no longer going to be non-educated levels of pursuing the data. Statisticians are going to be coming in and taking care of this stuff. And I think, frankly, that's already been going on. We're going to start seeing it down in the lower sectors. But that obviously has been the case. Yeah. I mean, you and I, a big part of it is trying to – I mean, what were we doing the other day? We were sitting there trying to figure out – perfect AdWords for a very niche campaign for a pretty niche website.
Yep.
You know, and to try to dig down that far to come up with a specified campaign for a local website for something that's frankly was a little bit abstract. It was something down the lines of trying to help college graduates find jobs.
Yep.
But the premise was that it was somebody right out of college. You know, but I mean not college graduates, high school graduates.
High school, yeah. So you know, 18 to 26-year-olds, I can't remember exactly.
Right, but did you graduate high school?
Yep.
So you fit that search criteria.
So how do you get one person to click there and the other person not to?
Right. And especially in the case of AdWords where you're paying for the click.
Yep.
You know, so I think what we ended up coming up with is that we try to get them all, use the page, and provide the opportunity on that page for people who didn't fit the criteria of the page. So data scientists, I think, obviously are important. If you can afford somebody with that level of nerdiness, you know, awesome. You know, over the years, we've worked with a few who were just sort of, I don't know, puzzle driven. They could look at it and, it really sort of made sense to them very quickly.
Yeah. It kind of makes me wonder, like when you look today at economists, you know, they're doctors who show up in their suits and ties and a 70-slide slideshow.
Right.
Like, is that where web analytics is going?
Yes. I think that's precisely what this is basically saying, is that we're looking at a game of straight-up numbers.
In a way, that makes me sad. I hope they all wear T-shirts still, because I want to.
Right. You know, you don't want a work uniform?
No.
All right. Number 2 on this list, AI buzzword messaging finally wanes, and not a moment too soon. Well, what this is basically saying is that for the past year, AI has been the selling tool for everybody. It's been the unicorn. It's been the holy grail, because the idea behind AI is that I, Chauncey, could take over the world with the help of my thinking robot, who would do all the work for me, and I wouldn't have to pay anybody.
Mm-hmm.
This robot would basically figure out all the ins and outs, and I would tell it what to do, and then it would happen. That is not going to happen. It's not going to happen anytime soon. It is going to help us in a lot of areas. There are definitely a lot of areas, but the people of this world have been left with the idea that AI is going to do it all, and then we're not. And of course, there's always a Skynet reference there.
Oh yeah, I was trying to avoid it, you know, in due deference to time, but
I can't avoid it. You know. Yeah, I'm the movie nerd. So so really people have found over the past year as they've tried to pick up these things and get these things that AI is not as I as they thought it was, and it was a little more A than they thought it was.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So it can very much help you in a lot of areas, but it is helping you still, and the goal there is still you.
Yeah, to kind of prop up what Chauncey was just saying, we've actually used an IA tool in our business,
mm-hmm.
and this specific one, it could do amazing work in one area, and you put it in another area, and it had no clue what to do.
Is this the one that Joe was talking about through Shopify that did a lot of your customer interaction and stuff?
No, this one would do Google Shopping campaigns.
Oh, right.
And if it hadn't, if it was not equipped with the proper tool set
right.
in a certain industry, it failed.
Right.
Like Chauncey was saying, a little more a little less I.
Right.
It needed the human touch.
Right. Exactly. So you definitely have to be involved.
Yeah.
You have to watch it. You know, it's a thing. And then, you know, just to throw in for fun, I've heard that anytime they try to make a true AI, I think Google tried to make a true AI, and like no matter what they did to it, it just started to get angry and like hate everything.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, and they keep trying to change it, but it's automatically just starts to go jaded, you know.
Yeah, so sleep well tonight,
yeah.
Folks.
Well, my thought was, well, apparently they nailed it, you know. They actually recreated the human brain that over time it just starts to get jaded and grumpy.
It immediately turns into a 94-year-old.
Yeah, totally. It's just all, back in my day, we didn't have to use the internet. And go, what? Your machine. All right, number four on our list here, marketing automation will become table stakes while other engagement apps build momentum. Basically, what they're saying here is that marketing automation is different than AI. AI is going to make decisions and changes. Marketing automation is... Like drip campaigns and stuff like that, and making sure that things are going in the proper direction.
Yeah, again, Forbes went ahead and said something a little too obvious here, and they're saying the standard has raised.
Right.
You know, you just to play with the big dogs, you need a whole lot of stuff ready for your online marketing.
Right. Once again, yeah, you're right. They're basically saying, they're taking what was already happening in 2018 and saying, this is going to keep going.
It's the new standard.
Because it kept working back
yeah.
then, and now it's going to keep going. And that makes sense. And then they contradict themselves a little bit at the end here, although this I agree with a lot. And they say managing data processing processes and improving data quality will become a priority. Of course, all of this is stemmed towards data because we know that in your business, let's say we have 80% of people in red shirts and 20% of people in blue shirts, and you can either market towards red shirts or blue shirts. You're going to market towards red shirts in your area because that's mm-hmm. where the money's at.
Yep.
We know that. There's an example of data. You know, it has nothing to do with I prefer red over blue. You know, personally, I prefer blue, but mostly I prefer green, and red is going to pay me more money
yeah.
because there's more of them, you know, and this is not a race thing. It's not a gender thing. It might be a gender thing, actually. You know, I don't know if I'm getting in trouble by saying that, but, you know, there's definitely different marketing, obvious different marketing that goes on towards men and towards women.
Right.
And marketers know that when you market towards men, you're marketing towards one person traditionally. And when you market towards women, you're marketing towards a household, meaning five people. And there's a lot more money to be had when each person represents possibly five people as opposed to when each person represents one person.
Mm.
You know, so marketers know this. This is not, you know, I don't know, take it how you will. As society changes, marketing will change with it. But right now we know that's where the money is at. And then also this article was basically saying trimming the fat. You know, everybody last year and the year before, it seemed like everybody got out there and said, get on every app
yeah.
and use them all poorly. This attitude has been prescribe to social media as well. Get on everything and use them all poorly. But get on the ones that help you and use them well. And then expand as necessary. All right. You're listening to the Being Found Show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the news. Yeehaw.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Being Found Show. We are helping you find your online buying customers, but right now we're at the end of the show where we like to talk a little bit about the news. We like to bring it down a little bit from things that personally you should do specifically to looking at all the other things that other people are doing and possibly mocking them. I'm not sure, you know, when we talk about the news. You know, it's hard not to have a cynical attitude towards the news. The first item in our news is a prime example, because regardless of how you believe, you probably have a cynical attitude on one side or the other, facing one side or the other, and that is the government shutdown ended yesterday, and we are open as a government for 3 weeks. And hopefully within that 3 weeks, this will be prioritized, and they'll get it figured out.
Yeah.
And so that comes as good news probably for the economy. Although my wife was saying to people who were thinking about getting a bankruptcy that she had read an article that it was a good time to get a bankruptcy because so many other people were having economic hardships that in the future, when the time comes, they're actually going to give you more breaks because so many people are having economic hardships.
Interesting.
So statistically, they'll say, well, we have a bunch of people with a lower credit score because of now, and so we're going to cater to that. So you'd be clumped in with other people. With, not that she's planning on going bankrupt. She was just reading to me about the article.
Yeah.
All right. So good news. Government is open. Personally, my view of the government is, and this goes towards both sides, take it as you will, I think it's a little weird that our government can shut down. You know, I I've heard it come up over the years, but it's weird that that's an option.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think this is like the sixth government shutdown in like a decade.
Yeah.
Which is
embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
You know, if my website went down six times last year, I'd be embarrassed, you know?
Yeah.
So and I might be totally wrong here. I don't mean this to be partisan in any way, but I think maybe we need to pass a law that says if you don't approve a new budget, then the budget from last year stands. And we just keep going.
Yeah.
Because the government should not be able to shut down. You know? And yeah. I know half the people are saying, well, it's the president. Half the people are saying, well, it's the Democrats. And, you know, you're probably all right. I'm not trying to make a stance there.
I feel like I have to say one thing, though. Like, a government shutdown is kind of far from a shutdown.
Totally.
Because, yeah. Like, I mean, and I don't know the percent. I don't know the figures. But it seems to me like there's way too much stuff functioning right now.
Right.
To actually call it a shutdown.
Right, right, yeah.
But that's just me.
I've been scared of lettuce, though, I have to admit.
Scared of lettuce?
Yeah, the news has got me scared of lettuce because they're saying the USDA people weren't checking the food. Oh, and, no. and there's, like, constant recalls on romaine and spinach and stuff. And I'm all like, I don't know. I might need to stay away from
that. That's why I've eaten candy for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, totally. All right, so up next, this was interesting. YouTube TV now available in more than 98% of households. So That seems like an odd number, but basically when you take into consideration smart televisions, gaming systems, even what do I have? I think I have Dish, and off of Dish, I have a YouTube app, and I can go straight to YouTube from my Dish.
Yeah.
And so between all this stuff, YouTube TV is now available everywhere. And
wow.
And I'm late to the table here. Do you watch YouTube like you watch TV?
Well, so, and I don't know exactly what YouTube TV is. I watch YouTube. In fact, I mean, you know this, Chauncey. Probably nobody knows this about me. We don't have cable. We don't have Dish. We don't have DirecTV. We don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
So in my house, if we want to watch something, we watch YouTube.
Right.
Or a DVD I own.
Right.
That's weird.
It's a weird combination of archaic and
and highly technological.
Right, yeah.
I'm so fashion forward. No one's caught up to me yet.
Right.
But I don't actually know what YouTube TV is. Is that a subscription service?
It can be. Basically, it means that YouTube is available on your television, that it displays correctly for your television.
Oh.
And if you were to buy YouTube Red, you'd get it with no advertisement.
Yeah. So I don't have YouTube Red, but yeah, I can cast anything. Any one of the many devices in my house will cast to my TVs.
Yeah, and it's new to me. Frankly, our engineer, Jared, is really who kind of opened me up to the idea that I can be watching YouTube on my TV. I would watch it on my computer, and I'd think, oh, this is really interesting and stuff like that. But it really never crossed my mind to replace my television watching with YouTube. And and I know it's like, I don't know, weird of me, but I mean, I'm a you know, decade older than Jared. And so maybe that's why. Maybe I was just so stuck in the thing. But Jared will be all like, oh, have you watched this? And we watch some show that's on there.
Yeah.
And so my new favorite show to watch is a channel called Comic Tropes, where the guy basically runs down the history of, like, you know, a 30-minute show on comic books of when did Aquaman become a badass as opposed to a weirdo, you know, and stuff like that. But
that's funny.
But it's just weird, the stuff that you choose to watch on there. Or there's like a whole series of like Star Trek continued, and they basically just built all the sets and got different actors and made new episodes of Star
what?
Trek. Yeah, and it's actually really, really good.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, the world is turning to the internet for I guess streaming services are really what did this, you know.
And, yeah.
And anybody who uses a streaming service like Netflix or anything like that has seen the battle that's going on. You can see all Disney jumping ship from Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see Netflix basically creating new shows at a staggering amount. I think in the new upcoming Academy Awards, there's actually a movie produced by Netflix that's up for an Academy Award. You know, so things are greatly changing there. Like I've had websites and stuff where I was dealing with entertainment, and before mm-hmm. I would call the category TV shows and this and TV movies and so on and so forth. And really, I've had to dumb those down to movies and shows because it's so loose as to, well, was this a TV movie? It was on Netflix.
Right.
Was it this? Was it that? No, is it a show or is it a movie?
Yeah, and it's almost like it's just. Everything you're saying is so true and it's so wild. The total upheaval of entertainment as we know it.
Right.
Things are changing that quickly. And I kind of hope the dust doesn't settle.
No,
I think it's
won't.
Really cool. I think a lot of people, average people, are winning with all these new available streaming services. You know, price-wise, I mean, 10 years ago, if you wanted some premium content, you're paying $50 to $100 a month for that.
HBO or something.
Yeah.
And
today,
it was expensive. Yeah.
You can be, I mean, like I said, I don't pay for anything and I feel pretty well entertained in my house.
Yeah, totally. I just spend my time watching some ads maybe.
Yeah.
But, I was reading something about futurism and it was basically saying that we're coming out of the technological revolution and entering the creative one because everything's so inexpensive. We're now able to, it's like, do you want to create a movie with laser beams and aliens? It really comes down to, can you do it better than the other guy? Not, can you afford to?
Yeah.
You know, because
all
of this stuff
totally.
Is so readily available.
Yeah.
And then our last thing that we're trying to cover, it's probably old news, but it was new news to me. Google popped up and said, hey, do you want to review your privacy settings? And I said, sure. And I go in there, and one of the options that I have turned on is my timeline. And I click the timeline, and I find the either coolest or the most disturbing thing ever. So if you want to see it, go to google.com/maps/timeline. And if it's on, it's going to show you everywhere you traveled and when. And if you double-click those city dots, it'll zoom in, and it'll show you your path that you drove around that city, and it fully just tracked you. For everything that you were doing. And I think Andrea was saying that it even was connecting her images to
her
locations.
That was me.
That was you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't share any of my photos with Google Apps, just coincidentally. So I didn't have that aspect.
I do.
Yeah.
And Chauncey, you nailed it. It's either the coolest or creepiest thing.
Yeah.
or maybe both.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking at this and I had forgotten. The places I had visited until I looked at this, and here's Google telling me, oh, remember a year and a half ago, you went here at this time, at this location. You even ate at this. They're telling me the grocery stores I shopped at a vacation I went on 2 years ago.
Right.
That's nuts. That is crazy.
Right. And did you notice that when you click into it, there's a drop down that you can say moving, but if you change moving, so moving will show you all the places that you moved to, and, if you take that drop down, it'll switch it to walking, driving, a taxi.
Yeah, so.
It'll tell you, it'll show you your different movements based on how they think you were moving.
So here's creepy to the next level. I now have Google Pay. So all of my payments are going through my phone as well. So now they can tell me what I order when I sit down at each restaurant.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
So they'll know I love Mexican food and advertise that all the time.
All right, so whether you think this is cool or creepy, go to google.com/maps/timeline, and you can see if Google is tracking your every step. And if you don't like that, you can turn it off.
So you think.
All right, you've been listening to the Being Found Show. Thank you for checking us out. And remember, the Being Found Show is your guide to being found by more buying customers.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.